I've got a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul. To turn thy knotted and combined. Combined locks to each particular hair to stand.
Put that down! The locks, put it down!
I was merely admiring his hands. Carving of the ivory, so...
Leave my things alone. They're mine. They're dangerous. Contagious, Watson, contagious. By touch. Don't you listen?
Yes, I listen. I hear the irrational ramblings of spite and my professional instinct and my regard for you.
In an agony of impatience?
Yes.
Yes, but you won't take the key from me by force, will you? Forgive me, old chap. Let's talk of other things.
Mrs. Hudson.
Mrs. An admirable woman. But surely not sufficiently fascinating to be the subject of our conversation.
Well, let me call her. Let us at least try to have you eat something or a drink.
Yes, she is, I admit, with me as her tenant. A long-suffering woman. I freely confess I'm not tidy. My chemical experiments, though they've been of remarkable benefit to the science of deduction, are often malodorous.
And there is your occasional indoor revolver practice.
Oh, indeed, yes. You must bear in mind the revolver.
Yes, a good woman must often feel uncomfortable here, with celebrated criminals staring at her from every wall. Embezzlers, kidnappers, stranglers.
Poisoners.
These are only portraits. Sometimes she is face to face with the real thing.
Yes, on the other hand, my payments are not niggardly.
Oh, I understand they're princely.
I dislike and distrust her sex, but I think you'll admit that I've always been a chivalrous opponent.
Yes,
whereas I would be a callous exterminator of oysters, of whatever gender.
Oysters?
Yes, vile creatures. Yes, vile and wantonly prolific. Yes, but then no doubt there are natural enemies which limit their increase. And you, Watson, who never did fail me, you and I, yes, we've done our part. No. The world, I'm almost sure, will not be overrun by oysters. It's horrible,
Holmes, I cannot bear this. You must let me go for this doctrine of yours.
What time is it?
5:15.
Then you must bear it for 45 minutes more. Then you may fetch Mr. Culverton Smith.
I never heard the name. Who is he?
He lives at 13 Lower Burke Street.
And?
And what?
What is he? What's his specialty?
Rubber, for the most part, and oil, coffee and tea.
Rubber?
And pepper. I forgot the pepper. Yes, I must say I'm surprised you haven't heard of him. Yes, he's one of the best-known residents of Sumatra.
Sumatra?
Yes, in the East, Watson. There are many problems of disease, many, many strange pathological possibilities. I learned a lot during some recent researches which had a medico-criminal aspect. Yes, in fact, it was in the course of them that I contracted this complaint.
And Culverton Smith, he can help you?
An outbreak of something very similar wipes out half his labor force. He's a planter, you see. Yes, his plantation is distant from any advanced medical aid, so he studied the subject himself.
Be clear now. You do sincerely believe he can help you?
His knowledge of my condition, I assure you, is unique. It has been his dearest hobby. And he's not even Dutch. He is, however, most methodical. You won't find him at home before 6. Yes, your sentence won't last too many minutes more. Yes, I would suggest a game of chess or cards. Yes, but the risk would be too great. Charades, perhaps. Let me see the good Dr. Cavort in charades. Yes? But if the answer's an oyster... the frolic's waved.
Holmes, it is 5 minutes to 6. May I go for Smith now?
Yes, sir.
It will take me till a good bit after 6 to get there.
And what will you tell him?
That you need him immediately.
And how you left me? What will be your informed medical opinion on that?
That you are ill, critically so.
Critical, yes.